Welcome back to another episode of
Pardon the Confusion.
Ya regresamos. Estábamos muy ocupadísimas con trabajo.
Yeah.
Y luego no teníamos chance porque te ibas tú.
Me iba yo de vacaciones.
Y luego los dos nos fuimos de vacaciones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Wendy, ¿cómo estás?
Good.
Yeah.
Estoy bien.
Yeah.
¿Y tú?
Yo también.
Yeah.
Yo también.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Andamos al 100.
Yo a medio, pero ya.
Y eso que tú tenías el día off.
Mm. Tengo only half energy today.
Oh, okay. Te perdono entonces. So the World Cup.
It's been very shocking.
Interesante.
I am shooketh.
Uh-huh.
And confused.
Yes. So ya miramos los okay, somos, well, yo soy team zombie, kinda. O team ojeras, como dice la banda allá del Twitch. Because nada más los únicos partidos que me he quedado a ver son los de que son de las 10 y las 12. Ya se acaban como a las 2, 3 de la mañana.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, porque ya para quedarme hasta las 3 a whatever, no. This va a ser hasta mucho más difícil pararme en la mañana para ir a trabajar.
Mm. Pues ya.
Yeah. Yeah. So, team half zombie.
Zombie. Zombie.
But yeah, a ver. Partidos hella interesting. Y ya ves que yo te dije que Haití iba a tener un interesante World Cup.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not really.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
And then the one no me acuerdo si fue que dije que Nigeria o Jamaica iban a tener un buen torneo.
Uh-huh.
Y Nigeria avanzó.
Uh-huh.
Jamaica también. Y eso que antes de que empezara la World Cup, hicieron como un tipo GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
So they can go to the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
And now they're in the next round.
That's really cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like all that hard work is for them because mm-hmm. they worked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Federation won't help them.
Damn.
So I'm like excited for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for this World Cup because we have three teams que yo pensaba que iban a avanzar
mm-hmm.
a la next round.
Mm-hmm.
Like fuera de los like del grupo.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brazil, you know what? No, actually, yeah. Sí me sorprendió que Brazil saliera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm still stuck on last time's World Cup where it was like Brazil, U.S., France.
Yeah.
And I think it was Germany.
I think so. Well, Germany's out too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I was still stuck in that time where I was like, what the hell? They're out already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, y también, el equipo que no me sorprendió tanto que hubiera salido fue Canadá.
Mm.
Porque,
I mean, U.S. is going to be next.
Yeah, pero we'll get to that. Pero no me sorprendió que salieran porque de todos los problemas que han tenido con la federación.
Mm.
There's a cat. Oh.
You scared me.
I was like, what? Oh, es que sentí algo ahí en el pie y dije que me está agarrando el chamuco. But yeah, y so a mí como que ya yeah, dicen ellas, oh, estamos concentradas en la Copa Mundial. Maybe también tuvo que ver en el factor de que muchos equipos están like llegando al level
mm-hmm.
for all these for like
this time's World
for,
Cup.
Yeah, for US a nivel de que like they've tied to Canada, they've tied to France mm-hmm. and they've tied to Germany, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, in una manera, like, no sorprende. Mm-hmm. But still, this is really cool. So, like, okay, so de los teams que pensábamos que iban a avanzar, Germany, Brazil, y Canada are out. Mm-hmm. So, you want to go ahead and see before tonight's quarter, round of 16 starts off? So, we have Switzerland and Spain tonight at 10. ¿Quién crees que gane?
Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Then we have from Australia and Norway.
Australia?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Netherlands and South Africa.
Netherlands.
Okay. Actually, se me hace que me confundí el primero. Yeah, era Australia or Denmark. That was what I was confusing it with. So you still say it's Australia that goes through?
Denmark.
You say Denmark goes through? Mm-hmm. Pasa Denmark over Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can hear you munching on that.
It's ice.
Yeah. So Japan or Norway?
Japan.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
France or Morocco?
France.
Okay. Sweden, USA.
Sweden.
Colombia, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
England or Nigeria?
England. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think esto siempre me los confundo en decirlos en español, because Suecia, Suiza, you know?
Yeah.
So Switzerland, mm-hmm. and Spain, yo digo que avanza. Well, si Switzerland se miró cómo le jugó Japón a España, yo digo que, yeah, Switzerland le puede ganar a España.
Mm-hmm.
En el de Australia y Dinamarca,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, se me hace muy parejo.
Really?
Yeah, a mí se me hace muy parejo. So, maybe se van a extra time and maybe penalties?
Okay, if they do go to penalties, who wins it? Who wins it?
Denmark?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Netherlands... South Africa, pues pinche Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
Or Países Bajos, yeah. France, Morocco, I really like the way defensively se mira Morocco, pero
mm-hmm.
nah, Francia va a ganar este, el de Francia, Marruecos.
Mm-hmm.
Japón, Noruega, Japón.
Yeah.
Japón. Let's go June end though. Inglaterra, Nigeria. I think that game is gonna be really close.
Yeah.
I think that game maybe se van a penales.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think.
Porque están there. It's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria is a good team. So. Yeah. Yo digo que ese partido a lo mejor también se va para penales.
Okay, yeah. Next one.
Sweden, the U.S.
I feel like they might go to penalties. Or the U.S. will just lose.
Yeah. No, es que... it's because if Vlatko, pinche Pinocho, se saca su cabeza out of his ass, he'll notice that, you know, he's fucking up, mm-hmm. you know? So, oh, it's so hard. I like my heart, mi corazón dice USA, mm-hmm. pero my mentality, the football player, even though I wasn't really too much of a football player for a long time, mm-hmm. Sweden.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the U.S. is gonna, you know, like throw us all off, where we're like, wow, you know, we thought you guys would get eliminated. Mm-hmm. I hope, pero I don't know.
Yeah, I hope so too, pero es que it's fucking Sweden. And Sweden has been like fucking lights out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then el otro partido que también se me va a hacer kind of cool es el de Colombia-Jamaica.
Colombia-Jamaica?
Yeah, because a lot of the Jamaican players son de aquí. Mm. They went to college here. Mm-hmm. And then some other ones are playing in Europe. Mm. So that's why, yeah, it's hard, and it's gonna be a fun game too. Like, I would love it si un equipo Latino mm-hmm. takes it. Mm-hmm. Pero I mean,
we shall see.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool though. Mm-hmm.
And who I feel like Japan might win it this year.
Yes. Like, see, the U.S. doesn't take it. El equipo que yo he dicho from the beginning que lo ganaría sería Francia. France. Mm-hmm. But if France doesn't win it, Japan is going to take it. Japan mm-hmm. looks so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, the way they're playing, the way they've meshed. And fucking Jun Endo has been playing lights out. Mm-hmm. So, man, that whole Japanese team, looks really, really good.
They look strong.
They look strong, and they look fun, mm-hmm. dude. So this is how I think it's gonna be. So, I said, Switzerland was gonna advance. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Switzerland, and then Netherlands, and then from Netherlands, Switzerland, Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom bracket, Japan, Norway. I said Japan. And then Sweden, and was US, gonna win
Sweden.
So it would be
Japan, Sweden.
And, yeah, Japan avanzaría de if si se llega a Japan, Suecia. And then arriba sería Netherlands, Japón. Mm-hmm. Japón, yo digo que avanza. So Japón de este lado va a ser el primero, es lo que yo digo. Mm-hmm. Del otro lado, de Australia, Dinamarca, yo dije
Denmark.
De Dinamarca, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. And then Francia, Marruecos va a ser Francia. Mm-hmm. So sería Francia, Dinamarca, y Francia va a ganar ahí. Mm-hmm. Like, lights out. Ahí. And then Inglaterra, Nigeria, Colombia, England. Y Jamaica.
Colombia.
England va a ganar ahí.
Mm-hmm. Colombia.
Ah, yo, okay, Colombia. Yeah, como que Colombia ganaría ahí. Pero luego Colombia y Inglaterra.
England.
Mm-hmm. So England, quedaría England and France.
France.
¿De veras? Mm-hmm. ¿Piensas que France ahí de ahí saldría? Mm-hmm. So sería France, Japan. Mm-hmm. France, Japan would be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. France, Japan would be... Oh, Francia y Japón sería chido.
That's what I'm saying. I think Japan would take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Japón.
Yeah. Japón se la llevaría. Japón viene fuerte. Pero también como que le tengo un poquito más fe también a Inglaterra. So, si queda Japón-Inglaterra, de todos modos lo gana Japón. Yeah, no, es que Japón se miras bien, like,
strong.
I don't know. It's
like very well meshed, very good communication on the field.
Yeah.
Which a lot of teams are lacking.
Yeah. Y eso que muchos de los equipos tenían training before, like the World Cup, they had games and all that shit too. So, I mean, what do you think is, like, how do you think,
hold on.
So, what are you thinking that Vlatko changes taxes?
Taxes? I don't know. I mean, after this, maybe.
Van a correr a Pinocho. Do you think he changes tactics?
Do I think?
Yeah, for tomorrow's game. Do you think he changes the lineup?
No.
Because I honestly think that Lindsey Horan shouldn't be playing. Like, she has been doing not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Fox hasn't convinced me either.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Ertz should be in the fucking middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you've been watching the games, you'd know. And Alana Cook should be given a shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Because all three games, todos los tres partidos, no existía la media de Estados Unidos.
Mm.
Para nada.
So, yeah, I don't think he's going to make changes.
Motherfucker, pinche Pinocho. Ya no va a tener trabajo después de esto. I want Laura Harvey como coach de Estados Unidos.
Mm.
That's it. But yeah, so, ¿de veras crees que no?
No, I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so because if he hasn't changed it in the last three games,
yeah,
why is he going to change it now?
Well, because he's desperate.
I don't think so.
And then the comments that Carly Lloyd kept in us is
about how she's upset that Morgan and Rapinoe were taking pictures with the fans.
And dancing and all that shit.
That they don't have that what is it? That
mentality or some shit like that. ¿Sabes qué? A mí nunca me ha caído bien Carly Lloyd.
A mí tampoco.
Nunca.
Mm-mm.
Como que, I don't know. Como que ella nada más piensa en ella sola.
Yes, I understand she's very dedicated to the team. And she's very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been very disciplined,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I understand, like, I understand the way she's thinking. The way I kind of see it is when I'm not comparing her to Kobe,
mm-hmm.
but when the way I see it is when Kobe left the Lakers, he mm-hmm. retired from the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked at the, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel
mm-hmm.
Interview, how he told him, oh, what do you think about this? You know, after the Lakers have been losing and they win one game
mm-hmm.
and then they're all like, woo, you know, like yeah. celebrating and they're all acting crazy.
Uh-huh.
And Kobe looked upset.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, his smile left his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had made the comment saying, well, if I was still with the Lakers, we wouldn't have had a losing streak,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Because he's very disciplined.
Yeah.
Or he was very disciplined, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of understand the way that she's kind of perceiving it mm-hmm. as. But yeah. at the same time, like, I understand why they are, you know, like, way they are taking pictures with the fans and all that mm-hmm. stuff, because at the end of the day, it's the fans that, you know, bring the support and all that, you mm-hmm. know, like they should also be acknowledged, you mm-hmm. know, and yeah. celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah. And then Alexi Lalas, chinga tu puta madre, güey.
What the?
I don't like Alexi Lalas.
Who's that?
Oh, it's because he didn't watch. Alexi Lalas doesn't like anybody. Let's just go with that. He thinks he's the best at soccer, and he knows soccer, yet he hasn't won a single fucking trophy. Mm. So.
Interesting. Chinga tu puta madre.
But yeah. Oh, so changing gears. Angel City. Mm-hmm. Won. Mm-hmm. Last weekend. Wait, was it last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend. Yeah. It was last my mom's
birthday last weekend. Yeah, so Angel City won last weekend. They're mm-hmm. doing really good with this new coach. Fuck. Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, it's good, but it's good also
that
bad.
Yeah, it's good that they're winning. It's bad that that's what needed to happen, mm-hmm. which makes me think it should have happened sooner, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Pero, I mean, let's hope, porque mañana juegan contra San Diego.
San Diego Waves. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In San Diego.
In San Diego. Mm. Fuck. Do you think...
I think they're going to win.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Damn. And then... Yeah, the team looks really good. Mm-hmm. With the missing players que no están, the team still looks really good. Yeah. And then el goal, the Savannah McCaskill. Mm-hmm. Whew. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
This team looks fucking awesome. And I'm excited, dude, for the rest of the season.
Yeah, maybe some good things are coming.
Yeah. And then I hope fucking Scarlett finally gets a goal, man. Scarlett has been so close to getting her goal.
I know. She's always assisting.
Yeah. She's the assist queen right now.
Okay, there. I was like, it kept going like one side.
What was that?
The keys.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been assisting a lot. Yeah. So I feel like it is going to come to her.
Yeah.
But as long as she doesn't stress too much about it.
Yeah, you know? That should be good, right? Mm-hmm. And then, oh, did you see that Amandine Henri?
Is training with them?
Is training, and then she was in the bench last weekend. So let's hope.
Isn't she injured though?
Yes.
Ooh,
but she's like kind of almost there to being good.
Kind of like another LaRue.
Yeah.
We got injured and then she re-injured herself even more.
Yeah. Well, fucking kick to the ribs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Angel City necesita una limpia. Mm-hmm. Porque cuando agarran players ya están a half
injured.
Están a half price porque están injured.
Fuck, that's bad.
Oh man, so let's hope. You know what? And I'm waiting para ver a quién más se traen. Uh-huh. But at the same time, because honestly, de lo que salió de Kristen, que she had to get a fourth surgery.
She's not coming back.
I don't think she's coming back this season. Mm-hmm.
This season or in general?
No, it's just this season.
I don't know. I don't think she's coming back in general. Like, for her to say that she doesn't miss it, I don't know. It kind of says a lot. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not saying, like, I'm not hating or anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe it's just been so emotionally and mentally exhausting for her.
Yeah.
That, like, how she said, like, the doctors told her, like, oh, you know, she's good to go. And then, bam, she got hit with, well, no, you need a fourth surgery now. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, why have I been doing all this training for?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which, like, I understand, but I feel like if she does come back, she's going to get injured even worse.
Well, it's not that it was the surgery itself. It's just cleanup. They're just cleaning up there. Yeah. It's not like that it tore again or anything mm-hmm. like that. It's just they're just cleaning up around there.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. I just feel it's like a big risk.
I don't know. I think she wants to come back. I think honestly, nos da one or two more temporadas and that's it.
Maybe
and
one.
And then she'll retire. You think one?
Maybe one.
You think Tobin will come back?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I want Tobin to be back.
I think she's happy where she's at.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's happy where she is mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, and then the thing is, like, we're going to need... Well, actually, we might not need a lot of help anymore in the middle. Porque, like, a lot of the things que hemos calculado con el chat, la banda del chat, que no regresa Julie Ertz next season.
No, yeah, she's not.
Because she just played the NWSO just so she can go to the World Cup. So
logical.
She doesn't come back, and then that means Amandine Henri is gonna be taking her spot. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. We might need maybe help in the defense.
You know who I want to see play with Angel City, which I know is not going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to see her play.
That would be so cool, but I don't think so either.
Because she's set in
Portland.
Mm-hmm, in Portland.
You know who I would love to see in Angel City, jugando en la defensa?
Ooh.
Rebecca Bernal from Rayadas.
Mm-hmm.
She makes fucking sick ass goals as a defender.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yadira Toraya, too. Mm-hmm. They are both really good center defenders at center backs, and it's, oh, man, I think we might need some help there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, I mean, because you can shift players a lot in the defense,
mm-hmm.
and they're still good at playing at their position. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be cool, though. Se traigan otra Mexican.
And then the players that are retiring is Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Rapinoe's
last year.
It was someone else's. Krieger's already out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Krieger's playing her last season también.
Mm-hmm. Was it O'Hara también?
No. Or no.
It was someone else.
I think O'Hara se da otra World Cup.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. O'Hara tiene for another one, barring that she doesn't get injured. Alex Morgan también tiene para otra World Cup.
Yeah.
Aunque no se, like, lesione gacho.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. ¿Quién más?
Martha is already out.
No, this was her last World Cup.
Yeah.
Ay, la gata.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah. I think, and then, like, hopefully, I hope Sam Mewis is back, too.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen her.
She's training, too.
Oh.
So, I think, man, it's going to be the next, and I hope que les den la Copa Mundial a México y Estados Unidos.
Mm.
Porque vamos a tener que ir a los partidos.
I think that's going to bring a lot of economy to Mexico.
Which is good. For both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, dude, I'm excited for how the rest of the World Cup is going to look.
I know.
It's going to be fun. And if France doesn't win it, Japan's going to win it.
Japan is going to win it.
Fine.
Japan is going to take.
I still say France.
I don't know. I think this is June's year.
June Endo's year?
Yeah.
June and Japan's year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first quarterfinal game is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Alas, let me see. Ahora acá en hora de Pacific time.
Specific time?
Pacific time. A las 10, el de Switzerland y Spain.
Okay.
Are you going to watch?
Maybe I'll watch it in my room. But I don't know where to watch it.
Peacock.
Is that on the
app? On Roku?
Yeah.
It should be.
Okay.
I can just put it on there for you.
Busy And I'll be like...
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe I'll even stay up and watch the Japan-Norway one. That one's going to be fun. I want to see Japan.
What time does that one start?
A las una de la mañana.
No, thanks.
Instead of Team Infierno, it's Team Zombie. Team Zombie.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, and I hope the U.S. pulls it through, but...
I don't know. I just feel like they're not connecting.
They're not.
They're like running with their chickens with their heads cut off.
Yes, they are. Es que no existe la media.
Yeah.
So, thanks for joining us on today's episode of Pardon the Confusion.
I hope you guys have a good rest of your day or night.
Yes. Y ahí nos contactamos al rato con la banda for the partido.
Mm-hmm. Was that me? Yeah. Or was that the bird?
That was you.
That was weird.
But yeah, thanks for joining us.
And then we hope you guys have a good night.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye. I mean, I hope you hear us next time.
Bye.
Bye.